everyone, welcome back to the You're Not Finished podcast. My name is Brittany Franklin and I am the host of this podcast. Thank you all so much for tuning in to another episode. Before I get started, I want to mention a few updates, a few pretty big updates, honestly. But first of all, for those of you who have been following on social media or are sub to the newsletter, I know it's been a pretty slow, pretty dry month of April with minimal content, but that is because your girl has been working on literally everything. Since May marks Mental Health Awareness Month, I want to go ahead and just make sure there is a hefty amount of content and a hefty amount of resources for all of you to enjoy and to benefit from. So first of all, on May 1st, I'm going to be dropping an 8-day devotional for suicide prevention and mental health. Then on the 8th, I'll be soft launching the merch for You're Not Finished. And then on the 15th, the giveaway, the normal quarterly giveaway, will be going down in the middle of the month. So just to talk about briefly those three things, the devotional is called You're Not Finished, Using Stories of Survival to Save Lives. Before I get into what it's about, I honestly want to mention that I had no intention of writing a devotional, literally none. There's already blogs on the website, and then there's the podcast, and then there's other things that I'm wanting to accomplish, but the Lord really put it on my heart to write this devotional to get the healing first for myself and to believe everything that the devotional entails, and then to share it all with you guys. So in this devotional, again, it's called You're Not Finished, Using Stories of Survival to Save Lives. I talk about stories from the Bible, which demonstrate how God responded to his people when they experienced mental distress, suicide ideation, and difficult times, and then how we can apply that to our lives on our journey towards healing and wholeness. Now, as I was writing it, I found it to be a really great resource for encouragement. It's something that can always be referenced during periods of mental and emotional turmoil. And honestly, it saved my life. And you'll find out why once you read it. But coupling this with what I've been learning in therapy over the last month or so has really helped me so much. And I just couldn't keep it to myself again. So I wanted to share it with you guys. Now that will be available on Gumroad, on the Gumroad website, as an ebook on May 1st with printed versions, hopefully coming soon after. I want to make sure the formatting and the printed version is all good to go so it doesn't look crazy. But yes, ebook will be available on Gumroad. You'll be able to pay what you want for that as well. So be on the lookout for that. The link to that will be posted on all socials at YNFcast, and you'll see it if you're subscribed to the newsletter. So make sure you subscribe. The printed Devo, when it's available, will be $7, and it'll be available either exclusively on Barnes & Noble or everywhere books are sold. Probably and hopefully the latter, because why would I limit access to that? I think it's a great resource, again, for mental health. It's a much needed resource that will contribute, hopefully and prayerfully, to the end of stigma in Christian communities especially. So yeah, hopefully it'll be available everywhere, but if not, definitely on Barnes & Noble. I also mentioned the soft launch for the merch on May 8th. Soft launch means only newsletter subscribers, friends and family, those who listen to the podcast, and whoever y'all decide to tell will be in the know about it for now. I'm not going to promote it on social media just yet. The hard launch, I guess you could say, will likely be in June, where there'll be promo and all that stuff. But for now, it's just the soft launch, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and hoodies. And also, every design that's available won't be for sale right off the bat. So I'll release more designs when the official launch happens. Also, for those who pay more than $1 for the ebook or the e-devo, I will provide a discount code for the merch. So if you end up doing that, just make sure you send an email to Brittany@yournotfinished.com and I will provide a discount code for you for the merch. Again, the goal is to have the full launch, the official launch, by mid-June. So please look forward to that and keep me in prayer, because this is a lot and I'm doing the most and it is just me doing it. But in due time, I will have the right help and the right support to come alongside of me, which I'm really excited about. I forgot to mention that 10% of the merch sales will be going to mental health organizations called the Steve Fund and Dee Dee Hirsch Mental Services. Dee Dee Hirsch Mental Services is actually local to Los Angeles, the Pasadena area. The Steve Fund isn't, but it does serve youth and underserved communities. So make sure you look into those mental health organizations. They are well worth looking into, and they're doing great work. And so I want to do whatever I can to support them. Again, for the update on the devotionals, when that comes out and when the merch comes out, you can subscribe to the newsletter. And you can also get an update by going to www.ynfstore.com and subscribing from there. Finally, the giveaway. I usually tell you what I'm going to give away every quarter, but since I'm sharing so much information about everything else on this episode, I'm actually going to keep that a surprise until I announce it on Instagram on May 15th. So make sure you are following, again, on all social media at YNFcast, but especially Instagram, because that is where I count the entries and announce the winner. After all of that, let's get to it. I've been breaking my own rule of 15 minutes or less for these last three episodes. They've been good episodes, and I feel like they've warranted more than 15 minutes, but I really got to get back to You're Not Finished podcast in its original form. So I am 100% sticking to my rule this time by just sharing a quick lesson I've learned over this past weekend that I hope will encourage you. So to give you a quick backstory, and I have mentioned this before, I'm pretty sure, but to give you the quick backstory for those who haven't heard it, my grandmother and I were really close when I was younger, and I used to stay at her house quite a bit. She helped raise me. Her, my mom, and my aunt, they were all extremely integral parts of my upbringing. And so one day I was sleeping on her couch and she leaned over to give me a kiss on the cheek, and I got upset at her for waking me up instead of being happy about the love and attention I was getting from her or giving her some kind of love in return. That day, at least to my knowledge, I left and I was still upset. And unfortunately, that was the last time I saw her because she passed away a couple of days later. Now, this happened when I was 13, and y'all have to be honest. Ever since 13, ever since that moment, I've felt guilt for getting upset and not apologizing to her before she left the earth. That moment and that guilt has influenced who I am and my relationships with people, in that I always tell people I love them or I apologize when necessary, even if I'm still upset. Also, if I need to cut someone off or take a break in relationship, which is pretty rare, but when that does happen, I communicate things very clearly. Ghosting is not ever an option for me. As I mentioned in previous episodes, it's a mark of immaturity, but also you just never know when the last time you're going to speak to someone is. And so I would hate to leave anything unexpressed or unspoken. Now, people could say maybe that's a good quality to have, but the problem is that it stems from guilt and shame. And it's also because of this experience that I take separation without communication or resolution very hard. Anyway, that's the quick backstory to what I'm about to share for now. So as I've been practicing setting healthy boundaries and getting healthier in general, I've noticed the impact of that guilt that I've carried. And I asked my therapist about it last week. First of all, she told me something I'd never heard regarding that experience with my grandmother. That me being upset was a reasonable response. And I was like, what are you talking about? Like, literally, I paused when I read the message because I'm on Talkspace. Get my therapy through Talkspace. So you can type messages, you can video chat, and you can also do a phone call. So as I'm typing messages to this therapist, she tells me that me being upset is a reasonable response. So reading that message from her, it was jarring because I'm not really used to getting grace when I get upset over something. And I initially thought she was being dismissive until I thought about it. Being upset really was a reasonable response. And it's not like I stayed upset with her or had some kind of disproportionate reaction to it or anything like that. And I still had every intention of apologizing and giving her the biggest hug and kiss when I saw her the next time in the event that she didn't pass away. And I was literally 13 at the time. Like, even if getting woken up out of my sleep wasn't something to be reasonably upset about, 13-year-old me was just immature, still growing, not at all versed on how to express emotions well. It's something that I've talked about in the last couple of episodes, if you guys want to reference that. So then I tell my therapist, well, you know, I just feel bad or something like that. I could read the message to you, but, you know, whatever, I'm not going to do that. But I said something along the lines of, you know, I just feel bad that I didn't get to apologize. And then my therapist responded, and here's the actual quote. I think it's important for you to forgive yourself. So how can you begin to do that? And what are your thoughts on that? So instead of following my natural instinct of dismissing or questioning grace as if there would be some hidden motive behind it, I decided to just take the weekend to challenge my mindset and actually answer her questions. I took a break in the midst of all of that to watch a K-drama, and one of the main characters said to the other main character something along the lines of, they would have forgiven you by now. I shortened it because it was a whole monologue, but to give you kind of a quick little summary, the male main character was crying on the shoulder of the female main character because he felt guilt and shame that he was not able to take care of his parents well before they passed away unjustly. And so the female main character was comforting him and all this stuff. And that's when she says, they would have forgiven you by now. But I can't tell you how fast I paused this and stood up and got out of my bed because something clicked at that moment. For insurance, I asked my mom if my grandmother would have forgiven me by this point. Not only did she say yes, but she assured me that she probably forgot about it shortly after it happened. And then I realized that she's absolutely right, because if we're being all the way real, there was nothing that could separate my grandmother and I. That love was deep. One could argue I could have been a favorite, But that could be because I was the grandchild that was around the most. So whatever. The point is, my grandmother and I had a really tight-knit, close relationship. So to answer my therapist's question, I can forgive myself by remembering the facts of the experience. I was 13, immature, reasonably upset. My grandmother would have forgiven me by now, or she would have forgave me in the moment, or she probably didn't even take offense. And then the other thing to remember is that her death was not a punishment for me. Now, that lie is something that I internalized heavily right after her death, and it was something that was solidified and made true for me every time I got canceled or distanced from in the midst of conflict within relationships. That's something I can talk about in a different blog or episode, though. But yeah, the last couple of days, I can honestly say that meditating on these truths has allowed me to be able to breathe so much easier, and the guilt is going away one day at a time, even though it's only been a few days, but still. I feel different. Like, I don't know how. It's just crazy how healing could just kind of happen quickly, you know? But I have to keep remembering the truth and keeping my mind focused on what's good, consistently showing up for myself and others as a free Britney, not as 13-year-old me trying to make up for something that I don't even need to make up for. So I'm going to pose those questions that my therapist asked for you to think about if they apply. How can you begin to forgive yourself, and what are your thoughts on doing that? It makes me wonder, too, how many people are out there acting or reacting to things with a root of unforgiveness in their lives, you know? But I pray that people will come to know that they are or can be forgiven, especially by Christ, even if others refuse to forgive, which I pray that they don't. So I want to pray really quickly just on that note, and then that'll be the end of the episode, keeping with my time limit. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Lord, for anyone who's listening that is struggling with forgiving or feels unforgiven, Lord, I ask for closure in their lives, Lord God. I ask you to reveal the truth about who they are, the truth about their situation, the truth about the scenario that they might be replaying over and over and over again. I ask you to help them pursue healing and wholeness by forgiving others and forgiving themselves, Lord. I pray that you give them the resources to be able to do the work on themselves, Lord. I pray that you give them the courage to be able to reach out and have the conversation with someone if it's safe to do so, if it's wise to do so. I pray that you work on the hearts of the people who need to be on the receiving end of those conversations, Lord. And I pray for reconciliation, even if that means that the connection doesn't continue, Lord God. I pray for closure and for understanding and for peace. Thank you, Jesus, for the lessons that you're teaching me. And thank you for giving me the ability to share this with others, Lord God. I pray that it is encouraging to those who listen. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so that is the end of today's episode. If you need additional resources for mental health, addiction, and suicide prevention, head over to www.yournotfinished.com and click the Get Help section. If you want to share your story or journey or experience, of overcoming mental distress, or as someone with a diagnosed mental health or mood disorder, and you're okay with that being shared publicly on the You're Not Finished website, shoot me an email to brittany@yourenotfinished.com or, and preferably, stories@yourenotfinished.com, or you can contact me through the site. If you're interested in sharing your story on the podcast, send me an email to stories@yourenotfinished.com and we can actually talk about what that entails. I would like to get to know someone before allowing them to share their story. Send an email to stories@yourenotfinished.com and we can talk about you being a guest on the podcast. For written submissions, anonymous submissions are always welcome. Make sure you're following me on all social media at YNFcast to stay up to date on the latest episodes, for encouraging content, to be in the know when the Devo comes out, and to be in the know when the merch comes out. And make sure you rate the podcast on Apple, Spotify, or Google Podcasts if you love it. Thank you so much, and I appreciate you for listening. Have a great day, and finish well. And good luck on the giveaway if you decide to enter it.